And again, Merry Christmas. It's so wonderful to celebrate the birth of Christ with you tonight, and especially with those of you who are watching with us on Facebook Live as well from afar. So this month during Advent, I've been preaching a sermon series about the women of Jesus' lineage. And there are five women. We first learned about Tamar, whose persistence brought forth justice. Then we learned about Rahab, whose hospitality brought forth deliverance. Then we met Ruth. And through her story, we learned that Ruth's loyalty brought forth redemption. And later on in January, we're going to hear Bathsheba's story about how Bathsheba's patience brought forth prosperity and wisdom. But tonight I'm here to share with you about how I am in awe of how Mary's obedience, Mary the mother of Jesus, how her obedience brought forth salvation. And so I've been reflecting and pondering on the power of her words in verse Luke 1:38. After she heard, "Nothing will be impossible with God," and finding out that she's going to be pregnant when she hadn't planned to be pregnant, and that she was going to be pregnant with the Son of God, the foretold Messiah, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Son of David, the Son of Man. And here's what she said. She said, "Here am I. Here am I." Much like in the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah, God called him and he said, "Here I am, Lord. Send me." Mary says, "Here am I." She's fully present in that moment. She's focused. She's listening and she says, "Here am I." The second thing she says is, "I am a servant of the Lord." So she says, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord." Much like her ancestor, Ruth, said to Boaz, "Here am I, your servant." And then she says the third thing, "Let it be with me. Let it be with me." How do you like the Beatles, right? "Let it be, whisper words of wisdom, let it be," right? That word, "let it be," that she says, it's an acceptance of her entire predicament, her entire situation. That she's heard that she's going to have this baby and her life's going to have this big change. And there's all this possible pressure or stress, possibly even grief for her, that her life's not going to be the same. And she says, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me." She's accepting what's to come. She's accepting the grace that's been given to her. She's accepting all that lies ahead that she might not know what it's going to be like. But she says, "Let it be with me." And finally, she says this. She says, "According to your word." That is, to God's word. Because an angel is the messenger of God. "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." So she receives the grace of God by saying, "Let it be with me. I receive this, God." But then she says, "According to your word." So she doesn't just receive God's grace in this moment. She received God's truth and chooses to live in faithful and joyful obedience according to the truth of God's word. Wow, what an incredible woman of faith. This possibly teenage girl at the time who was betrothed to this man, Joseph. Joseph, who was of the bloodline of David, the former king of Israel. The one who God made the promise that it was of David's lineage would come the Messiah to come. The king that Israel had been waiting for and longing for. Now for over 400 years since the end of the Old Testament, to the time the gospel started in the New Testament time. But Mary just says, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, we hear that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's about Jesus. And we have seen His glory, He says. The glory of a Father's one and only Son, full of grace and truth. Grace and truth. Let's be like Mary tonight. Let's live our lives as if we hear the most incredible thing that we can't even believe tonight. Given the circumstances of our world, the circumstances of our lives, there's so much darkness in our world. We've experienced so much grief and heartache over the year. And we've also experienced great joy. But I don't know about you, but my faith has been tested. And perhaps yours has been this year as well. May tonight be a new beginning for you as we celebrate the birth of God that come to save us, to be with us, Emmanuel. Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the Word made flesh for us. And may we be obedient like Mary so that we can see Jesus' salvation come forth in our life by believing in Him, in everything that God's Word says about Him, in everything that God says to us today through His Word, that God loves us and sent His only begotten Son to save us, to save the world, so that we might have eternal life through faith in Him. Amen? Amen. So let's say this together. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me, according to your word. The people of God said, Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray for all of us here and all of us who are watching and all the people whom we have influence with and relationships with, even our neighbors and especially for our enemies, Lord. May the Word become flesh in us and our lives. May the Holy Spirit overshadow us on this night, so that we can see the glory of Jesus full of grace and truth and experience in Jesus Christ the glory of the Father's love for His children. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we're going to continue with this.